1, 2, 3. Welcome to Off the Handle. I'm your host, your favorite black guy in the world, Renald Preville. Let's start the show. Hey guys, it's your boy Renald Preville, and I am back with your favorite comedy sports podcast, Off the Handle. I'm sorry guys, it's been like a little bit of a break. I've been taking off so much time. It's been probably maybe a month or two. I think it's 2 months. But, you know, I'm going to be back with a new episode for you guys. I just got to get, you know, my personal life back. But, you know, I'll give you guys an episode here and there. It's going to be a short episode. And first thing I'm going to talk about was what happened against the Lakers versus Detroit. LeBron James is the GOAT of the NBA. He's the face of the NBA. I guess he's aging out. It'll be eventually other players. But he is the money for the NBA. LeBron is the money. And the reason why I'm saying that is because he's going to get protected. He will not be suspended. And you guys are wondering, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about the scuffle between LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart from Detroit Pistons. You know, you guys, what happened was pretty much they were boxing each other out. I didn't watch the whole game, but it was a scandal. I guess this will be considered a basketball scandal, or it's a scuffle, but it's going to be a basketball scandal because how long it took. This went over on all news channels. Well, Isaiah Stewart and LeBron James are at the free throw line. They're about to box each other out. Looks like they're just pushing each other, and LeBron looks like he's kind of getting off balance, like Isaiah Stewart's getting the best of him, and I guess LeBron kind of swung back. It looked like it was like an elbow, but really what actually connected was his fist to Isaiah Stewart's face, and homie was leaking. That man started bleeding like a Capri Sun as he was gone. He was bleeding a lot, and Isaiah's kind of got upset and started chasing each other. Like the whole team pulled him back. Isaiah Stewart would look like he was trying to fight LeBron. He was referees were trying to hold him back. He was running. They're trying to push him back from one end to the other side of the court, and he was not having it. He wanted to kill LeBron. It looked like he was trying to find any way to get to LeBron. The man leaking. I think what really happened. Some people, the world's debating, was it flagrant? Well, it was a flagrant foul. No doubt about it. He should have got ejected for that. Simple as day. LeBron should have definitely sat down for that. But is this going to be a suspension? Isaiah Stewart, definitely, because the situation lasts almost, the whole thing delayed the game for about like 6 to 7 minutes. So that's going to cost the NBA, I don't think it's going to cost the NBA money, but they're definitely going to have to make an example of him because it took time from the game, that situation. And the reason why I'm thinking LeBron isn't going to get suspended, because like I started this conversation as, he is the GOAT. He is the face of the NBA. They're not going to screw him over because he may have to sit down, like he was supposed to sit down, but they're not going to suspend him. If Isaiah Stewart didn't act the way he did, he probably would have like sat down, got a little offended. Like as soon as LeBron kind of like looked at him like, hey, I'm sorry. I think it, like you guys look at the tape, it looked like LeBron wasn't really that apologetic. So that probably set him off. But if Isaiah would have just kind of like got a little upset, pushed around for the first few minutes, first maybe 30 seconds and sat down, it wouldn't have been a thing. It was the fact that referees, tiny dudes, and when I say tiny dudes, they're probably guys our heights, like 5 foot, 5 foot, 5'9", 5'10", where, because Isaiah Thomas is a 6'11" giant dude, and he's just pushing these guys around, running through them, like trucking these guys. So that's definitely the commission is definitely going to have to suspend him for that. And there's definitely going to be a fine for that. LeBron, I just don't think he's going to be touched with this situation. And I didn't say this earlier, but I was talking about this with a couple of friends, is that NBA now to what it was in the 90s are totally different, because in the 90s, people could square up with each other. They may get suspended for maybe a game or two, but like I have not seen anyone punch each other like an intentional, like even Shaq. Okay, I want to say the 90s, from the 90s to the 2000, early 2000, 2004, 2005, before Malice in the Palace. before that, people would have swung on if I got fouled, like if you were hacking me, hack a Shaq. You know, Shaq literally you know, cowboyed on somebody, like dunked on him, and the dude swung at him. You know, that's just what happens. You offend me, I hurt you back. But like, not no, like you're trying to kill me. But now you got a bunch of NBA players that like, oh, you pushed me too hard. Now I gotta throw my elbow into you, or that whole I'm gonna tower you, but I'm gonna put my hands up to show you that I'm not actually trying to fight you, but I'm like pushing. The dude from the 76ers, the center from the 76ers, the African dude, I cannot remember his name at the moment, but he does that. Well, he'll like try to push people because he's a big dude. He'll push with his chest, pushes you forward, but put his hands up to show that he's not trying to hurt you, but he's definitely intimidating you. That's the level of basketball these days. These dudes ain't swinging. They're not trying to lose their check. It's not going to happen. But last night, because of that situation, also with the whole him running around, Isaiah Stewart trying to fight LeBron, even though like he was not going to touch LeBron. Cause, and also, like, if he wanted to swing, he could have hit any single person that was there. It's like, fuck it. I can't get LeBron. I'm gonna get Davis. Oh, I can't get Davis. I'm gonna get Russell Wilson. Westbrook. By the way, what was Westbrook doing when putting his fists up like he's a fighting Irishman from Notre Dame? That man wasn't gonna fight, bro. You know, Isaiah Stewart, he just seemed like, I feel like he just got, it's one of those things that he looked like he's one of those. You know when you see two guys that are trying to fight each other, but they're not really trying to fight each other? Like, hold me back, man. Hold me back. I'm going to get them. And then no one's really holding them back. That what it felt like. LeBron didn't want to swing, bro. LeBron's like almost 40 years old. He's not going to try to fight this young man. But again, this LeBron's untouchable. I would really doubt that he's getting suspended the next day. We'll find out by tomorrow. We'll find out by, with this episode I'm recording on Monday, we'll find out by Monday or by Tuesday if LeBron gets suspended, but I guarantee he's not. Isaiah Stewart definitely getting suspended, and there are definitely going to be some fines because of his actions. All right, enough about basketball. WWE has been releasing people since February, the new list of wrestlers that were released. I didn't get to see Survivor Series, guys, so I don't have an update for you on that one. I'll try to put that one sometime this week, do an episode of just what I thought about what Survivor Series was. I honestly forgot it was actually yesterday, like at the last minute, but I was already like so tired. But I'll just talk about some of these people that were released Friday afternoon. Let's see who was released. You know, earlier the week was Karrion Kross, what's his name? Karrion Kross, Mia Yim from NXT. I knew they were going to release her because I did not see her on TV at all. I was like, I knew they were going to get rid of her eventually. And obviously, Keith Lee, her dude, I know he was going to get released because he was off TV as well. Once you see people off TV for a little bit, you kind of get the hint that they're not going to be there much longer. But some of the people I was surprised with recently was people like John. Hold on. So I was saying the people that was, you know, they got Karrion Kross, Keith Lee, Mia Yim, Scarlett Bordeaux, I can never say her name right. B-Fab, I wasn't surprised because when they brought Hit Row up, I was like, yeah, she's a good person to be around, but a good person to have on that team. But I just thought they were gonna cut her because usually they try to have a smaller group. There was a few people in that group. They usually try to have WWE usually has maybe like three or four, maybe three dudes in a faction and then one girl. I think that faction had four guys and then one girl. Like, they usually do about two or three. And not girl, but manager. So let me take that back. So, like, the newest people to be released was literally Hit Row. John Morrison, Tegan Knox. John Morrison is the biggest one of what I thought. Like, I knew he's the biggest star because of everything he's done with WWE, Impact, just Lucha Underground, his fighting style, his wrestling ability. There's always, Kofi Kingston that does the cool tricks at Royal Rumble, but John Morrison was doing that a little bit before. Like his parkour style of wrestling, doing crazy flips and stuff like that. Yeah, he's always been that guy. I'm surprised, but not surprised, because I'm surprised that they let him go because what he's been to that company, of my opinion. But I'm not surprised because when he came back to WWE, they didn't really give him like a Edge welcome back or Rey Mysterio welcome back. They pretty much just like he just opened the door and came through and was like, "All right, I work for the company again." It's like, what? And then even there, they did their whole tease between The Miz and John Morrison heel turn. Like, of course they need a heel turn. Well, Miz does a heel turn against Morrison, and I thought that was going to be a thing. But Morrison also, I think The Miz was hurt, so couldn't really fully do that, or he was just getting over his injury. But it's all budget cuts. John Morrison, his wife as well. I think her name is, what is his wife's name? Tegan, not Tegan Knox. Tegan Knox got released. That's crazy. Something Valkyrie. His wife got released as well. Something Valkyrie. I know, guys. I'm a little rusty doing the podcast, so some of these names are going to be hard to remember. Bray Wyatt was earlier this month. But yeah, these guys, I don't know what is WWE doing. Oh, another crazy person that I thought would got released off of the list. Another crazy name is Drake Maverick. That man was released twice and within 1 year. They let him go. He cut this awesome emotional promo that the WWE Universe loved and said, like, yo, this is your guy. What are you doing? And they brought him back. And then he had a nice little run. 205, I'm pretty sure, was done when he came back. But I put him on a cruiserweight division. He did his thing. And then they cut him again for like what reason? He did another promo, but it was a little different than the last one. He was just pretty much saying that wrestling, he didn't, WWE let him go, not wrestling. So he'll still be a wrestler. I feel bad for a lot of these guys because the whole point of, I feel bad for a lot of these guys that they got cut, but apparently the reason is they've been using for WWE whole year is that it's budget cuts. I don't know. I'm not in WWE's pockets, but I've felt like they're a publicly traded company. I don't know how they're hurting. I know ticket sales have been different. A lot of people don't go to shows, but now I don't think it's budget costs. I think it's been the beginning this whole year, a rumor that WWE is letting go, are letting go all their superstars because they're going to sell the company. Because I'm like, they signed a giant deal with Fox. They signed a giant deal with Fox. They had that Saudi Arabia money coming through. So, and there's another theory that Vince is probably letting go a lot of these wrestlers. So supposedly to for Tony Khan from AEW to sign all these guys and then have a very an extreme budget, like is gonna make them like go bankrupt by signing all these $1 million wrestlers, and I don't think all of them worth $1 million, but if everyone's done from WWE, they usually go. That's what WCW did. That's what WCW, it hurt WCW, it helped WCW, but also hurt WCW by signing off these legendary guys that just got released from WWE, or they got released, or their contract got done, or something like that, and you just all of a sudden see them on WCW. That is what happened to like guys that were maybe mid card. Once they left WWE, they became main eventers in WCW. I don't think that's gonna happen to AEW, but like there's gonna be a cap because like they could have signed Bray Wyatt. Well, yeah, I think that Bray Wyatt is still under talks, and that's the biggest free agent of all. Like that was the craziest one I felt released because like he was so over in Wrestling Universe on every platform, especially creating The Fiend and stuff like that. Braun Strowman is a guy that I was like surprised that WWE left him, but I understand on a budget wise they'd be like, okay, we can't afford him because something like that. But some of these other guys, like also Nia Jax, is another person where I was like, yo, that's a really big, like as much as we make fun of her for her wrestling and hurting injuring other wrestlers and we all talk shit, Listen, Nia Jax is like a staple in WWE for that division. Like, if you needed a monster to turn a heel into a baby face, you use Nia. You want to make someone look strong, you use Nia, especially with Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax. You want to make someone look get beat up, you use Nia Jax. There are no like monsters in that division or female division like that. There are no scary people like that. Nia Jax was that. So I'm surprised they let her go, especially with her connection with the Usos and how big of a star she is. I don't know, like by letting and also the, like by letting all these releases go, it should also show you WWE has no interest in like creating stars. We've always heard that rumor. It's like they're just gonna stay with their same people. I love Becky Lynch. I love Charlotte Flair. Great, talented wrestlers. But how many times can we see them do this, wrestle each other? You need other people to wrestle them to make them look like, you know, Roddy Ry Hulk Hogan had Roddy Ryder Piper. Roddy Ryder Piper had other wrestlers. I can't think of their names now. Macho Man. You have other stars. Like, if they only two or three stars at a time, we get bored. We don't want to see them wrestle the same people. So like them, I don't, Tegan Knox is a wrestler. They released, they brought up from NXT and brought her to the main roster. I knew she was gonna stay long because she doesn't talk. I don't know where she's from. I've seen her wrestle her a bunch of times in NXT and all those takeover matches. She's amazing. But once you don't talk, if you can't talk, you're usually not gonna stay in WWE long. Of what I've noticed. Talking gets will get you you will make you sell tickets more than doing an awesome ass move. You can be the best wrestler in the world, but if you can't talk or sell yourself, you don't really move on. And I'm not saying that she can't. I'm not saying she isn't she can't talk or she won't talk or whatever like that. I'm just saying that's my opinion on why I felt like she had moved up as much as she was going to do in WWE. Even though she's a great wrestler, hopefully all these guys do well in their other companies, because we have AEW, Impact. I think Ring of Honor is shutting their doors down pretty soon, so that sucks. But you know this, and Jeff Jarrett apparently came out with some a rumor that he's might be starting another company. So wrestling's probably WWE isn't the only place for wrestling anymore. You may not get those $1 million paydays, but you get more free options with all these companies starting up, and maybe and people may get back to like liking wrestling again. Well, there's wrestling diehard fans, but like maybe with all these different companies, like maybe three or four companies at one time, will they be able to have wrestlers have more interest? Like usually people, what I've gotten from fans that say they love wrestling, but like, oh, I love wrestling, but I used to watch the WWE. It's like, 'cause that's all they know. But if they these other companies starting off, like AEW is doing well. Like that was the whole attraction between the war, the WCW war and the WEF war at the time. It was like you had options. If it's the same thing, of course you're gonna think wrestling is stupid. But if you watch WWE and be like, okay, let me go watch AEW and see what they're doing, I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's they're doing that a little bit different. That will be good for some of these wrestlers if these companies start getting bigger and better. If WWE is gonna sell, I don't know what they're gonna sell their company to or whatever. Because they're definitely gonna they're reducing their load. They're cutting so many wrestlers. There's no way you guys can really not think it's a possible sell. They release almost 80 wrestlers. That's unheard of in any like any time period in wrestling. 80 wrestlers have been released, or 80 wrestlers and talent. Okay, they're releasing people that sometimes when you see a news report of a couple of people getting cut from WWE, and you're like, oh, well, hopefully they do well, but you kind of saw it coming because either they weren't on the show as much or they weren't really like getting title runs. You're seeing now, you're seeing people that literally just had a title run or just signed a contract with WWE. You know, so there's definitely now, there's no doubt. I don't want to say there's no doubt in my mind, but I'm pretty much 99% sure the WWE is releasing or going to sell the company because this many wrestlers of just being talent and people just getting released for no real reason and just to see budget costs, that should tell you right there that they're just trying to release their load and just make sure someone can pick up this company. I don't know who's going to pick it up, though. Who's going to pick it up? It's what kind of billionaire? What if AEW buys WWE? It's impossible, but the guy that owns the AEW's father is a billionaire. So that would be that would be actually pretty cool. If they're able to use AEW, can use their style with the budget of WWE, maybe that would make wrestling even way better. Maybe not one company, but maybe they'll do that thing where companies do where, what WWE does, like Raw versus SmackDown, where it's really, it's one company, but we pretend that these are all different little brands. What if they do that where AEW buys WWE and says, this is WWE light, but this is AEW hardcore? I don't know. I just made that up. If you guys can follow my little brain sometimes, I go from here to there. Those are just my thoughts of what I've been thinking about for the WWE releases. Before I end this episode, we talked about earlier about LeBron with the goddamn back fist of doom. What do you guys think that back fist of doom is? What we're naming this episode, by the way, LeBron's back fist of doom. If you guys let me know in the podcast, email me at off the handle or hit my Instagram at Hey It's Ronald. Let me know if you think LeBron really, really meant to actually hit the dude in the face and really back fist him on purpose, or that was just by accident. All right, guys, thank you for listening. I'm a little rusty. I'm back again. Sometimes I talk a little fast. Sometimes I stutter. So I'm going to get back to my flow of doing this episodes or these shows really well again. My first time back in a couple of months. So stick with me. We'll get back to being the best, the funniest comedy sports podcast in the world. Thank you.